This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To a Joycast from Joy 94.9, visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with me, Andrew the Apprentice, and him, Dean Beck.
It is my great pleasure to welcome the State of Victoria's first Shadow Minister for Poofs and Dykes, Mr. Martin Foley. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, as you say.
Martin, this is a bit, well, excuse the pun, left of field. Where did this come out from?
Well, it's been cooking for a while, actually. When you think about how the great kind of diversity project of Victoria that we like to think we're a part of, what part of that project doesn't have, in the political realm, a dedicated part to it? We've got, rightly, multicultural representation, we've got women's representation, we've got all sorts of specific groups that make up what we like to think is a genuinely diverse representative community. But one of the main missing parts has been the LGBTIQ community, which, whilst we've seen a revolution over the last 10, 20 years, that has yet to transpire to the levels that it should. And after discussions within the state Labor opposition and trying to learn the lessons of our 2010 defeat, one of the things that we reckon that we need to do more work on is the LGBTI communities, and this is one small step in that project.
Now, Martin, your official title is Shadow Parliament Secretary for Equality.
Oh, is that what it is?
Officially,
that's what it is. Oh. Yeah. Why equality and not GLBTI communities?
Well, we had a bit of a discussion around all of that. A critical point in this discussion, I've kind of come to the conclusion, is that there's no such one thing as a LGBTIQ community. It's communities. It's more than communities. It's their families. And the thing that seems to unite all of those disparate groups that makes up the LGBTIQ communities is the fact that when compared to the rest of Victorian society, the lack of institutional equality. It might look fine in the law, well, except you can get sacked for sexual preference and gender identity, and you can't get married. So there's lots of areas in which the law, institutional practice, application of how governments and communities work that treats LGBTIQ Victorians as unequal. So the unifying theme in all of that was equality, and you can't fit all of that longer title on a business card easily anyway.
Now, Martin Foley, of the 2.5 elected representatives of the Labor Party in the Victorian State Parliament, yes, we're very pleased to have you as the Shadow Minister for Poofs and Dykes, because I know that you've been hard at lobbying for us for quite some time, never harder than at the launch of Pride March late last year, where you were you were all guns blazing, to your credit, I must say.
Well, you know, I'm just a bit over convenient arguments on all sides.
Aren't we all?
that just deny that same principle of equality. People can construct all sorts of facile bullshit arguments, and you just occasionally have to call them for what they are. So,
to your credit, you do it.
Don't give me this equality is inevitable line. It's not. Right? One of the most liberated, one of the most diverse, sexually free communities supposedly was post-war Germany and Berlin. And what did that give us? It gave us the worst fascist mass murderer of the 20th century.
And so, we should also say that throughout Europe there are a number of laws being wound back with regards as we speak. So these things, you can't take your eye off the ball
And you don't have to go to Europe. You know, Queensland makes a great sense. Victoria, we've seen steps in the equal opportunity field. Victoria has just passed its second anniversary of having the Human Rights Equal Opportunity Commissioner position vacant.
I know. We have an acting one. And at the 35th anniversary of the Victorian state law, to celebrate the event, of which the current Attorney General took great pride in presenting, I was also present. And the acting commissioner got up and spoke, of course. And I said to her after the event, when are you going to be either endorsed as the commissioner or whatever? And she said, well, just quietly, she said, Dean, I'll let you know a little something. As acting commissioner, I can get away with a lot more than I could as commissioner. And she might have a point, but that's...
She might have a point, but what does it say
about priorities?
What does it say about the choices governments and politicians and therefore communities make that such a critical role can be left vacant for so long?
Martin Foley, what drives you to be our spokesperson? What on earth have you decided? Why have you decided to grab this one and run with it?
People like you.
Well, firstly, you idiot!
Firstly, could you have a more fun group of people that you'd want to work with?
Fair point.
But on a more serious note... That issue of when you look across the political landscape of Victoria and the cultural and community landscape, that the changes that have happened in LGBTI politics have been phenomenal. When you talk to some of the more mature representatives of the community and they talk about what's happened in our lifetime as changes, it's phenomenal. But then you speak to some of the kids in minus 18 and...
what a great bunch school, they are.
Yeah, and those kind of... And you compare their drive and their dynamism to want to make sure that those barriers of inequality are knocked down. It's the enthusiasm, it's the fact that there is still so much to achieve and the growing dynamism of this community that it's just rich with political opportunities and lots of vibrant culture, lots and lots of celebration, but at the same time, underpinned by the fact that there is actually a lot of ways to go to make sure that the recognition of the increasingly diverse families that make up rainbow families in this state, the fact that technology and reproductive arrangements aren't keeping, or the law isn't keeping up with them. The fact that in a globalising world, the issues around how families operate and therefore are legally recognised in their own communities are up to date. The fact that aged care is not appropriate for increasingly ageing LGBTI Victorians. You could go on and on and on, just making sure that those... everything from service delivery to the recognition of rights is achieved. And I think one of the good things that the former Labor government set the ground for was that whole notion that rights matter, that the Human Rights Charter, that those sometimes people accuse us of wanky, esoteric kind of Chardonnay inner city sipping wankinisms. But the truth is, unless you have that foundation down, you can't then apply it to the rest of how society operates and how services operate. So,
Martin, what's your word on how the Ministerial Advisory Committee is going for the current government, and will you be retaining the committee?
Talk about attack the elephant in the room from straight up.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Correct answer, Martin.
It did strike me as a fairly big committee. And big committees in all sorts of ways, with big issues, where shall we say, the direction isn't clear, are asking sometimes for big, I think the word is, challenges.
Martin Foley is the state member for Albert Park, and he is the newly appointed Shadow Parliamentary Secretary for Equality. Thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek tonight, sir.
Thank you very much, Dean.
So, how do you like it?
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek, sponsored by Manhouse. No matter how you like it, check out manhouse.com.au.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.